On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, David Martin and Jose Cabrera have forged a friendship that started 10 years ago in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program and continues to this day in the face of some real-world challenges.
So your two younger sisters were actually born in the U.S., so they have U.S. citizenship. You do not. You have DACA status, deferred action for childhood arrival. How is your life different than the life of your two sisters or of your friends who you went to school with who have status?
I always have to be 10 steps ahead of everyone. I always have to have a plan for what could possibly go wrong.
Like what could go wrong?
My mom gets deported. I get deported. My mom gets put in a detention center. I get put in a detention center.
Mm-hmm.
I get in trouble for all the immigration activist work I do,
mm-hmm.
which right now it seems that's very likely I could.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if I lose my DACA, you know, thinking of who am I going to ask to put the title, the name of the title under the car, because I can't.
Okay.
And can we set a deal up so the insurance will be under his name, but I can pay him.
Okay.
Figure out where I can get a job.
Yeah.
Because I, even at, right now, I'm also helping my mom pay the bills. So I need to know that.
When you were 12, your mom signed you up for the Big Brothers program, and that's when we met.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your experience of getting a big brother.
So I remember the first time I saw you, you were getting out of your car, and I think, oh, God, this old white guy is going to be so boring.
I am an old white guy.
But the connection I do have is, you know, when I was 6 months old, my father left to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come back until I was four. Until then, he decided, told my mom, I'm bringing you two up to the United States with me.
Mm-hmm.
So for that majority of my lifetime, I didn't grow up with him. And when I would ask my mom, where was my father? She would tell me, oh, you see, your father went to buy a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets the new truck, he'll come back. And so I would spend hours waiting by my grandparents' window at in their house, just waiting for him to come back. And in a way, I kind of have always been. And so when I first saw you, when I was like, oh, God, this boring white guy, I was waiting in our one small one-bedroom apartment in the window that led by the driveway, and you came in what to me looked like a brand-new truck.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So you got your wish.
Yeah.
Just in a different way.
So I always wanted to ask you this. Uh-huh. Why did you have so much faith in me? Why did you do all the work? Because you had this 12-year-old kid who was undocumented, who you suspected of even before you, I told you, couldn't read, couldn't write, and you fought for me, and you believed in me.
In that moment, I didn't see all those restrictions. What I saw was a kid with a bright light. You had so much enthusiasm in your eyes, and you were willing to do anything. And I was worried because you, when I gave you that book the first time, I mean, it took you a minute to read one sentence, and that was with me giving you most of the words. What I also saw was how if I told you a story or if you gathered information from a story, you remembered all of it. And so I knew that there was intelligence in there. I got pissed off at the doctor who told your mom that you had brain damage. I thought that was an easy answer. And then the other doctor who told your mom that you were depressed. I'm like, the kid's dad left. Of course he's going to be sad. Have you met this kid? He bounces back from frickin' everything. And I started to fight for you. But because there was, like, what everybody was telling me was just so inconsistent with the experience that I had of who you were. But, I mean, how could I not fight for you? You were doing it for yourself. And I wasn't not going to be there with you. And by the way, that's exactly what my dad did for me.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr., U.S. Bank Foundation, and the Johnson Foundation for their support.